Eisner's insistence that he host the Wonderful World of Disney television program, just as Walt had done, and to claim the mantle of Walt Disney. It was a process reinforced by growing wealth and the trappings of power that, at Disney, a company deeply rooted in a culture of fantasy, actually do take on the aura of hereditary royalty. Eisner insists that his conjecture about his last name and the Disney name isn't meant to be taken seriously, and, in his words, that "I'm not genetically attached to Walt Disney." But why else would he repeat the comparison so often, if not to suggest that he is the rightful heir to the Disney legacy? Perhaps this also helps explain Eisner's failures as a corporate manager. When Eisner lamented to me, as he did during our ride in his SUV, that it's unlikely there will be another entertainment or media chief executive like him, he may well be right. His management failures include an inability to delegate, a frequent mistrust of subordinates, impulsive and uncritical judgments, his pitting of one executive against another, his disrespect for any hierarchy of authority other than his own, his encouragement of a culture of spying and back-channeling, his frequent failure to acknowledge the achievements of others, and above all, his inability to groom a successor, notwithstanding his designation of Bob Iger as his heir apparent. Though Iger is praised by many as a hard-working and inherently decent person, Eisner placed him in many untenable positions, including ABC, where he had the responsibility but not final authority for the faltering network. Iger, of course, could have quit, as did so many other Disney executives. There are many talented, creative, hard-working executives still at Disney, but the roster of Disney alumni either fired, forced to resign, or who left of their own initiative and who now occupy important posts elsewhere in corporate America is also unparalleled. Steve Burke, president of Comcast. Paul Pressler, chairman and chief executive of The Gap. Steve Ballenbach, chairman and chief executive of Hilton Hotels. Gary Wilson, chairman of Northwest Airlines. Peter Rummel, chairman and chief executive of St. Joseph. Judson Green, president and chief executive of Navtech. Meg Whitman, chairman and chief executive of eBay. Richard Nanula, chief financial officer of Amgen. And Susan Lin, chief executive of Martha Stewart OmniMedia. In Hollywood, Joe Roth is chairman of Revolution Studios, Steve Bornstein is chief executive of the NFL Network, Bill Mechanic was chairman of 20th Century Fox, Lloyd Braun is head of media and entertainment at Yahoo, and Jeffrey Katzenberg is chairman and chief executive of DreamWorks Animation, which in October 2004 raised $812 million in a public stock offering. Disney both attracted and then disposed of an extraordinary group of senior executives, any one of whom might well have proven a worthy successor to Eisner. Indeed, the Disney board said it would consider former Disney executives in its quest for a new CEO. The fusion of Eisner's identity with that of Disney, l'état c'est moi, is hardly a rare phenomenon in either business or history. It has traditionally led to the downfall of nearly all absolute monarchies. When Eisner himself sometimes